Unite. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep nada.
So this is this week's bonus episode. Jerry Jordan and Enya Martin are here. Jerry, you're probably going to get a phone call back. You tried to ring about 18 people there in the last episode. No
we
one
only
answered.
Got one done.
No one answered.
Yeah.
But what's the list on questions, Ed?
All right, lads, here we go. Straight in. How are you? I saw ye down at the Ploughing Championships and I couldn't believe it. What's the story? Why are you coming across to the dark side? If you could create a Dublin version of the Ploughing. Oh, this is a good one. A huge show day for Dubs. What would be sold and on display instead of Catlin tractors? Tommy from Muskray.
Horses.
That's a great question. That is a good question. Jay, you were at the Ploughing Championships.
I enjoyed it, actually. It's crazy, but I did enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. I had a friend down there as well that I was telling you before we came up here. He's from Galway and he knew every machine that was there. And I just didn't know what was going on.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
But it actually is a good little event. Like there's DJs on.
It's
like
you proper a swamp
session
as well, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I had a pair of white trainers going down.
All my mates
had like the wellies on and all. I looked like an Egypt.
Rookie mistake. Yeah,
it is what it is.
So what are you having at the Dublin Ploughing?
Scramblers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have scramblers.
Scooters. E-scooters.
Scooters now. So
tracksuits.
Yeah. Yeah. Tracksuits
for sale.
We went into the O'Neill shop down there. Yeah. You want to see the queue to get into the place. Mm. Right. Crazy. Never mind the queue in there. In there was just one big queue, by the way. When
not
you walked
like
in the door,
camera, like, was it?
Yeah. When you walked
short
in the door,
shorts.
It was immediate queue to get to the till. And we were talking to the people that were running, and they were like, "Yeah, like we'd clear out this stock tonight. It's overnight, stock it back up, and then again, it'd be the same tomorrow." So like the 3 days that the Ploughing is on.
Oh, it's huge.
It's mad.
Mm. All like, the Horland stuff down
all
there.
All
the shops.
You get your jersey for whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like the two Johnnies have jerseys, like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Wherever you want.
When I was in Lanzarote, you just spot the Irish straight away with the two Johnnies jerseys. Like
I think that should be took off you're going to the airport. Have you got anything in your bag? Like, see that jersey? You can collect that on the way home.
Yeah.
You can't be bringing that with you. So what are we saying? Scooters, tracksuits, scramblers.
Mm. Right, what could we get for the girls?
What food is? What's the food stand?
Spice bags.
Codless was.
Codling
stew.
Chippers.
For the girls, what would you do for the girls?
Has to be, you can get your hair, nails, eyelashes all done.
Yeah.
Sunbeds.
What else? Like, what could you do beauty-wise? Like, just selling a load of bleeding technician beds, like
selling all robbed gear as well.
I like that. It's a great question. Thank you for that. Now on to the next one. Listening to your chat with Roddy about the barbers. Oh yeah, I know he loves the chat, but sometimes you just want them to be quiet. Once after a holiday when I was nice and tanned, I pretended I couldn't speak English to avoid talking to my barber. I obviously never went back there because I'd have to pretend I've been doing lessons or something, but it always annoyed me afterwards because it was one of the best haircuts I've had in ages.
Don't want the Duolingo to get your haircut.
And right by my house. I wonder if there's any lies you regret telling.
That's a great one. Go on, Enya.
I know, I have a story about when I had to change my accent, right? I was over in Thailand and in Australia, but in Thailand, like a lot of people who are like walking in like the nightclubs and stuff like that and the bars, like their English is really poor. Well, they just can't understand an Irish accent, right? So we had a tab all night and I was just like, can we get a bill there? Can we? And she just like, excuse me. Like she couldn't understand me. So for the rest of the holiday, I had to keep putting on an English accent every time. I was like, how much is left on our bill? And they'd understand me straight away.
Oh, cut rabbit.
But yeah, that's the only time I've ever
had. You any
year? Yeah, years and years ago, one night out, me and my mate were looking for a gaff to go back to. And we stumbled across this group, the poshest people I've ever met in Dublin. The gaff party was in Shrewsbury Road.
Lovely.
The
dark blue square on the
Monopoly
board.
The whole time, wow. I was like, oh my God, guys, this is amazing. And that's the way we were talking the whole night. Even when we were drunk, we stuck to it. The whole night, and out the back they had a swimming pool and a tennis court. It was the swag, but that was the biggest. That was probably the biggest lie
I've
ever done.
Did you have to come up with a backstory, like where you?
No, we did come up with a backstory. I think me mate googled. We were in a good school and all at the time, and we were
Flongos.
The problem he had though, I didn't have it so much. He was pretending to be gay. the whole time.
Okay.
To get in with these
that
lads.
That sounded a bit, your voice
this
there.
Is probably
I
like,
know, I know, but yeah. my I was doing his voice. Mine was more like, you know,
deep
like,
undercover. Like,
yeah, no, we went deep undercover, but
just
you know what?
Started making
just to get into a session because there was nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
There was nowhere else. There was like, we were, I don't know how we got to that side of the city.
Like,
as
what's
well.
The trade off there? Like, fucking get into this lie, become this character, or go home. And he's like, no, I'm in. I'm down.
We were up for a session. So, and to be honest, I got into one of those houses. So,
yeah.
Decent there. And I tell you what, Jesus Christ, the size of it.
I was over at something in the RDS there a few weeks ago. And whatever way they fucking redirected the car park, you come out on Shrewsbury Road and there was a gaff for sale. No. So we Googled it.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's no price on it. You're like, and why would that be a price? I mean, because like, if you're coming to this,
if you can't afford it.
But I had a swimming pool and a tennis court out the back.
Sure, you have to have an accent story as well. You must have changed your accent.
No, I never had to. Yeah. Only when like when you're dealing with the Americans and all, you speak real fucking slow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I actually found weird? When we were in Singapore, it was me, my mate, and our two boards, and we were talking in the taxi, and the taxi man could understand us.
Really?
Like, we were all like just talking like this normal. The taxi man was joining in the conversation.
Did you ever do the whole Spanish sort of speaking accent? Like if you're talking to someone and you slow it down like, and you try and sound like them? Are you nowhere like, I
you
go
start
to?
Yeah. You speak slower,
English,
but you start to sound even more Irish. Like, do you know what I mean? Potatoes?
Yeah.
Patatas?
Do you ever see people and it's like they don't speak English and they still try?
Yeah.
Like, how do I go there? There? Over there? And like, they don't understand anything, no matter what way you like,
I know.
How you sound that out. They're not going to understand it.
Yeah.
I remember like these two tourists actually down in Neilstown in Clondalk, and God love, I don't know how they ended up there. They're like, how did we get to the Clarion in Liffey Valley, right? So that's obviously where they were staying. I was coming back from my walk. So they were, I think they were French, like, and their accent. So they couldn't understand what I was saying. So I just started, like, talking in Irish accent, but with, sorry, a French twang. I was like, yes, you go down to bus stop.
Do you ever give someone wrong directions on purpose?
No, that's back.
Back in the day.
No.
You know, like,
not now.
He's ringing up people telling them that wedding's cancelled.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's telling us fucking... And there's a fucking hoy horse over there. Sure to tell someone when a dog is dying, and he's telling me don't tell people the wrong way.
The directions is too far.
Back in your
back. Back in the day, like, you know, Ed, where we live is very close to Crow Park, and like people are like, how'd you get to Crow Park? Like, you can nearly fucking see the thing, and we used to be like, oh, yeah, back that way. Send them back towards O'Connell Street then.
Oh, God.
Fuck it.
The stuff we used to do years ago was actually crazy for fun, if you think of it. We used to go around egging people and
all the time.
Just going around, just whacking eggs off blokes' heads and running away from them.
Yeah, obviously.
And that was the norm.
Yeah.
But then it got to a stage where we were standing our ground. I hit you with an egg. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah.
The kids are getting braver now when they're knocking and all.
They're mad.
Standing in the garden, like, what are you going to do about it?
Relax.
Just go. Grand.
Yeah, you ruined the vibe. Here's another one. Would you rather a phone that never breaks or shoes that never wear? That comes in from Dr. Owen.
That's a good one. Yeah. Dr. Owen is Siobhan's brother. You met Siobhan? No.
Siobhan
Walsh.
Is he a doctor?
Yeah, proper doctor, yeah. Medical doctor.
She obviously wasn't eating her apples.
Would you rather a phone that never breaks, or shoes that never wear?
Shoes that never wear. Shoes that never wear. You think about it, Ed, yeah? You can say, like, you have a phone now in 2025, and in 5 years' time, it's still in great nick, but it's going to be outdated.
But your shoes is not some of the joy is changing. Getting a new pair.
Yeah, how often would you go through a pair of shoes? I get nearly 6 months out of a pair of
shoes.
Six months to a year. Like, your garden tee, like, no matter what, when you, wherever your runners are, I keep my runners under the stairs, So when you open the press under the stairs, your runners are always going to be fresh. Think about it. No matter what.
But you'd be happy
they'd have to be
the
classic runners, though.
Yeah, but
that's what I mean.
Timeless.
Yeah.
Are you happy to wear the same pair of runners for the rest of your life?
Not every day. I'm not blaming
if you didn't wear.
If like they just stayed perfect for the rest of your life.
You could,
I would.
Let's say you get them on Christmas and then you can crack them back out in July, then they're still fresh.
Always fresh, no creases around, no dirt around.
They don't wear,
Yeah, well, that's, 100%.
You're taking the runners,
Because, like you said, your iPhones just changed.
Look, imagine now in 2030, how good the camera's going to be on a phone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But you have a 2025 car. 2025
And then you always have a pair of fresh kicks.
Fresh runners no matter what,
The same kicks, though, is what I'm saying.
Do you know what annoys me? Do you ever hear people who buy the same pair of runners? Do you like them that much you bought them again?
I'm that person. Like, they'd start to wear or they'd go mad dirty and I'd wash them. I'd be like, oh, now they're getting mad creased and, like, they just look worn. I go to the shop, those New Balance ones, you know them ones? I have them on me now, actually. But I just rebuy them again after like 7 or 8 months when like they've just ran its course. Like
the exact same pair, exact same colour.
Yeah, I just I'm pretty sure.
I've done boots twice though, football boots, but that's only because like
yeah, but they're more functional than that, yeah, yeah. Really.
Only soccer boots, no, definitely not
runners.
Runners, no way. Just a little
more. Final question in. Would you rather win an Oscar for something obscure like cinematography or costume design, or be a famous actor who is always the lead in shite films? So you get lead roles, but they're in shite films, or you can win an Oscar for costume design.
Ah, like Oscar.
We have an actor, and you've dabbled in the old acting yourself.
Yeah, no, I think an Oscar, like definitely, you know, because if you're getting a lead role in shite films all the time, like it doesn't really say a whole lot. Well, you do have to pay our dues at the start.
I'm saying you're still getting regular work.
I would go lead role in shy films because I guarantee you're getting paid a hefty fee.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that's a sellout and it's horrible, but like, come on.
Yeah, but like who?
And an Oscar for, like, you're not winning the Oscar for it. You're not winning the Oscar for being an actor, aren't you? Not either.
No.
So there you go. So yeah, no.
Like, imagine like you meet someone and like, hey, John, I was on the podcast this week. The fellow won the fucking Oscar in 2018 for fucking wardrobe or whatever it is, costume design. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You know,
whereas you can get an award for your show film as well. Sandra Bullock won an award for the crappest
performance.
The and then the following year, she won an Oscar. So. Yeah.
Is that an actual award?
She showed up. She showed up to it.
They don't expect you to show up.
She showed up and accepted.
It'd be like saying, the shittest comedian in Ireland award, and every year they pick someone. And like, let's say this year they picked you. And you showed up then. You'd sick of them, like, you know what I mean?
When you have to show.
I'd do it for the crack.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So like, you're like, no, I'm leaning into this.
You'd have to see the funny side of it, like being a comedian, yeah.
That's what she done. And then she won an Oscar like 2 or 3 years later.
That's right.
For the
what's like The Rock? All The Rock's films were shy. Think about it. Name a good film with The Rock in it.
Do you know what?
Some of his little, I used to like them when I was younger. Do you know, what's that one where he's like the mummy one? That's a good little one. That's a good little one. I like
all the ones he's in now, like the Jumanji films, at Dort.
And then he went serious with one there recently.
The Smashing Machine.
Yeah.
Now that's he'll probably win an Oscar for this one. But that's do you know what I mean?
I heard it got really bad reviews.
He won't win an Oscar.
Did you see him in it?
Yeah, he looks ridiculous.
So
though.
Yeah, he lost a load of weight.
No, he put all the weight on for the film, but and then shrunk back down.
People think like the likes of him would think like, oh, I'm after changing my appearance, I'll definitely win an Oscar. Yeah. In his head, he'd be thinking, I remember 50 Cent 20 years ago.
Remember that film, The Revenant?
Yeah.
Then wasn't he fucking sleeping in horses and all?
That was the only time he won an Oscar.
And he won the Oscar.
I thought he was brilliant in that.
I think that was a key Oscar, though. He should have won an Oscar for other things. That was a pity Oscar. That was the same with your one.
Scorsese winning it for The Aviator, and like,
I know.
And he didn't get it for Goodfellas.
The amount of films he had and never won Oscars.
But then he's like, oh, John, what I'll do, I'll go out and I'll be this character. I'll fucking sleep inside a fucking horse carcass or whatever. And you're like, right, give it to him because God only knows what he's going to do in the next one. Jay, would you get into the Yale method acting?
Never.
No.
You're very good at the prank calls. I'd break.
Method acting, I just don't sit like. Don't get me wrong. If I was given a script like where, let's say you were a Joker or something, I would try get dark. Like, but I don't think I'd live that way. As in, like Daniel Day Lewis goes off for 6 months, blanks his kids and all. Like,
yeah,
he must hate his family. Like,
Or
something. Hate him.
And you have to call him the character's name.
Yeah,
you have to say cheer. You won't answer
like,
that.
I heard a story of them going into a butcher's as Bill the Butcher and all, and smashing the place up and all. Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then he ignored Leo or something. Leo was asking him months to do the film. Then he got the film. He just started ignoring him on set and all and doing all this and all.
But at the same time, look at the performances.
I know, but like, Jesus. Do you really, like, I guarantee he gets more fulfillment now out of his life not acting. Like, he what is he now, a shoemaker?
He does a bit of everything.
Yeah, he's a blacksmith, is he?
He's an Italian shoemaker or something, but he's back doing his son's film there.
Yeah.
So he could win another Oscar again.
So even Austin Butler, who played Elvis there recently, he still has his accent nearly a year later. Like, what
consumed
the fuck?
Him, yeah.
You know what's funny about that, right? A lot of people say that your man, what's your man, Jacob Elordi, who's doing the Frankenstein. Do you see that new Frankenstein?
It's on Netflix, is it?
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's actually really good. Honestly, great performance. But he basically was able to do the Elvis accent like without having to go through what Austin Butler went through. That must be annoying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He did it for a year to prep for the role and your man just walks into the role and and actually a lot of people think he's better.
Yeah.
And he just walked into it and just done it.
Who's the best actor out there now, would you?
For me personally, who do I think? I suppose we have to give Cillian Murphy the kudos he deserves. I think he's been hard grafted years, and he's just... Now, I heard he goes a bit method as well.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard stories about him where he ignores people and stuff. But, like, that's just who he is. That's, like, you know...
Do you think you get to a stage where you're that arrogant enough, you're like, yeah. Whereas if you rock up on a stage, or rock up on a set, and you're relatively unknown, and you're in one of those method buzzes, everyone will be like, who's your man? Whereas Cillian Murphy does it, you're like, oh, well, it's Cillian fucking Murphy.
I think each to their own. Like, personally, like, when I'm on... Like, I'm not being smart, but when I'm on First Eat, like, literally, we get... 2 or 3 takes and we're on to the next scene.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so that's, how can you method act that?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So it's like, boom, boom, done. And then everyone's like, oh, lunch is soon. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, it's on a budget. But when you're working on movies, like, you could be spending 4 days on a scene.
Yeah.
On one scene. Now, that would also be good, but also be very annoying as well, a little
very
bit.
Very repetitive.
Do you know
imagine
what I mean?
How much, like, ego there is on a set like
Stanley
that as well.
Stanley Kubrick was notorious for like 70, 80 takes.
Yeah. Jesus.
Anyway, you going to jump back into the owl acting?
Ah, look, like, I'm a very impatient person. Like, I don't like the long breaks between takes and waiting for lights to be changed and sounds to be changed. But yeah, like, I have an idea there, a concept for a TV show. Very in the early stage. It's not a reality show. It's not, you know, a sketch show. But hopefully, you know, in a year or two, we'll come.
And will you remember
life.
Me and you when you have?
Yeah, I will.
Yes, you heard
you'll
that.
You'll be pranking.
Keep that
me
in.
All.
Keep that in.
Yeah, I'd love to do like a cameo on something. You know, something really big, and just be like someone who, like, I don't know,
like Ed Sheeran. The remember? Do you remember that?
What was it? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'd love to be someone that John hands over a copy of or something like to somebody.
Just sort of for you're there,
I'd love if you brought back like a love hate or something like that. You know what I mean? And be a young flying a scooter in the background or something.
Oh, actually, I do have a mention. Actually, me and my little boy are doing a film with Robbie. Do you know Robbie Rodriguez? Robbie Cummins.
Of course, I know Robbie very well.
So he's directing it, and he wrote this film, and we're doing it based on. It's called Going Camping, and it's about myself and me young fly. He doesn't know we're homeless.
Oh, class.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But it's really good. It's I don't know when it's coming out, but we're gonna put it in the all the festivals and stuff like that. So that's gonna be good. It's touching the base on homelessness in Ireland. It gives like facts and stuff, but it's really good.
Shout out to Robbie. He loved the little show. Me and Robbie went to college together.
Yeah, he was telling me. Yeah. I never got the chance to shout out on the last one, but I thought the movie was gonna be out, but we're delaying it for all the festivals.
Yeah.
So.
And you ran the marathon. What did you think?
I probably won't be in a rush to do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the hardest thing I've ever had to do, like character building.
Yeah, we were I drove down through Ballyferma last night, went up that hill, and I was like, they put that in the marathon.
Well?
No, we didn't, me bollocks. I couldn't think of anything worse than doing the marathon.
I used to be like that as well, but
I done one, didn't you? But I knew I'd never do another one after.
Yeah.
I was curious, what's involved? Because I've never actually spoken to someone that done a marathon like properly. What sort of training do you need to do a marathon?
You need about 14 weeks.
Yeah, and you need to be doing about 2 to 3 runs a week at least, and then building up your mileage every week by, like, you know, 10 kilometres, then 15, then 18, then 21, and then until eventually you get up to about 32, 34.
Right.
And then you'd be good to go then, like, you know, but yeah, it's even with all that, it's the last 10 kilometres, you're a zombie.
It's all
like.
Mental. It's all mental.
Oh, is it the last 10 you're gone?
Yeah,
you can do as much
like
training as you want, Jer, but you will hit a wall. Mm. And then after that, it's just you will have to drag yourself across the finish line.
And then I've heard horror stories about the gels and stuff. If you don't take them before and get used to, you can
That's it. Yeah,
I was grand with them. Like, once you train your stomach, like,
But don't do them the week of. Like, you need to
have to train your stomach.
No, new on race day, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
And many toenails did you lose?
Oh God, they're just black and blue. Matter, like.
It's disgusting.
That's what annoys me as well. Like, I love a run, but max I ever ran was 12k.
Yeah.
21, I think, is the happy medium. Like, that's not too short, not too long. Like, I'd gladly do another half marathon.
Yeah.
And would you be able to go half marathon now? No problem.
Well, I'm injured at the moment, so I can't go until the Christmas. Yeah, after Christmas.
If you weren't injured, you'd do
it. Yeah, I'd probably be a little bit slower now because I haven't ran in a few weeks, but.
You did it for a great cause, though.
Yeah, I got raised 11 grand for Irish Cancer Society.
Yeah.
Fair
play,
and that's what held me accountable to complete it. It was like, don't pussy out this now. Like, you know, like, you're doing it for people who are fucking fighting cancer. Like, so. Yeah.
Your video was great that you done, though. It's like you.
In 2019.
Oh, 19, was it?
Yeah.
Congratulating everybody, being like, well done to everyone who's won the marathon. It wouldn't be me now, blah, blah, blah. And then this year she does it.
2025,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So.
Are you going to keep doing it every year now?
No. No, not at all. Maybe I still put myself into the ballot just in case I change my mind.
Yeah, look, it's bleeding. Yeah. What, 11 months away. You've a lot of time, so you never know.
You should do one next year.
I couldn't think I am worse here. Genuinely, I was coming up to the marathon finish line. I was like, I'm never doing this again. Crossed the line, took my runners off in the bin, went home.
Yeah. Oh, so you've done one before?
Yeah, never do it again. Never do it again. Oh, the only thing I'm looking to do next year is So I have three younger brothers. So I'm 32. My brother is 25, 18 and 16. Mm. We're looking to get a High Rocks Dublin ticket for the relay. The four of us are going to go in together. You know
brilliant.
What I mean? So
that'd be brilliant.
So that's some what people are for High Rocks, others are for marathons.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know what? It keeps you thinking.
Yeah.
As in on the spot. Whereas I think in the marathon, there's a lot of it in your own head. You have to look at us. It's just you on the road. Bang. Yeah. Whereas in the High Rocks, you're like, all right, I'm doing this now. Onto that, onto
you
that.
You always
have
that. Something to do, like yeah. somewhere to be.
It probably says more about me than anything else, you know what I mean?
There's a lot going on the High Rocks though, is there? Like,
yeah, eight different stations. It's great buzz. We were at the one there this week. My missus has never been to one.
And you can't run it without your top off, can't you? No? You have to have your top off.
You can start with your top on.
And were you elite at PE in school, were you?
PE?
Yeah, they always say people who love High Rocks were elite at PE.
Do you know what our PE used to be? You used to go down to the football pitches on the Alfie Bone for 2 hours and that was it. There you go. And that was, you were finished then.
Hmm. We had a terrible PE teacher. He used to make us do this thing called, did you ever do the elephant stance?
No. Do you think that's even a real thing? Like, I'm a PE teacher. Well, you just tell kids to run. Yeah, run up and down that hall.
There's more to it than that now.
Ah, come on now.
You know what, come on now. Day, I don't think
you're not being assessed.
I am.
Can you fail PE?
Just kind of a stretchy O'Neill's tracksuit and...
Yeah, and a whistle. Yeah.
Or do you know the beep test?
I only ever done one of them. I'd love to do another one now. See where I'd get.
Them every year when we were playing football.
Yeah.
Every year beep test and it was the hardest thing ever. Oh, Jesus.
Right, we'll wrap this one up. You have nothing to plug again?
I plugged it already.
That's it?
That was it. I'm going away. I'm going away to Florida with all the kids.
He's plugging it just to rub everyone's nose.
He's plugging it.
I'm going to Florida. So this isn't all your stories there, but that's it, yeah.
Yeah. This fella going around with the Meta glasses on as well, by the way. So if you see here, just be
careful. Yeah,
Is that them there?
Be careful with the Meta glasses, guys, and talking to people, because people can cover them and have a little chat with you.
And you never know.
Oh, wow.
Set you up.
Like, literally, I put these on, right? But when I go, hey, Meta,
I heard the beep.
Recording you now.
Wow.
But you can get a thing on Amazon, right, where you can cover this and someone could be having a convo with you about someone else with the glasses on.
Oh, so when you're talking to people, is that flashing?
It flashes, but I'm doing so much they don't notice it.
Yeah.
I'm doing so much.
Is
that how you're able to hand your phone to people? Yeah.
You know what? They're great. You can, like, but the only thing I'm finding with these now is I can have phone calls with these. So I'm chatting to people like that, walking down the road, and people are looking at me going,
who's he talking to? Yeah.
We're having a conversation because it's the speaker.
How much are they, damn glasses?
They're dear.
Oh, yeah.
You know they're dear when you won't even say the price.
They were right. I got a pair for $420 starting off, and then I went back because I love gadgets, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little gadget
man. Same, yeah.
Yeah, and then these ones apparently, so when you're indoors, right, now it does work, it stays like this. When you go outdoors, it changes the colour. It's an extra £80 for that. So me uncle broke the forces or pretended they were faulty.
Yeah.
Great man, yo.
Cut that.
And then added €80 to it. So yeah, I just got them ones. So it's $500 in total. But they're good.
And you're in the ambassador.
Ambassador, 12th of December, tickets on Ticketmaster. So, yeah, be there or be square.
Right. I'll go to the one in March because I'll be in Florida.
We got it, Chair. We got it. You might have mentioned it.
All right, send any more questions you have to talkofbollocks@goaloutnow.com. Thanks to Jerry and Enya for coming in. Keep me company today. Take us out, Ed.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnoca.